NBC, let's take a new start on that timing, please. NBC, let's start again on that timing. I think we had best start in 1 minute, in 1 minute from now. Seconds from now. WHO, this is Herb Plandek, your war correspondent with the Third Army, speaking to you from Germany. In earlier broadcasts, you heard me refer to the armored might in General Patton's Great Army. Within the past day or two, I've had opportunity to be with the men and machines in the 4th Armored Division, that famous unit of tankmen who spearheaded the drive through France, helped materially in stopping the German breakthrough, and then went on in the dash through so much of Rhineland. I arrived a little too late to see them in action, but I did get to see much activity as the tanks returned, and to talk to the men as they step out of their big, powerful machines is quite an experience in itself. There are, of course, many different types of tanks, light, medium, and so forth. The first group to be visited was a crew of 4 in charge of a light tank. To my delight, the driver was an Iowan, a Lake City farm youth, Corporal Paul McCauley, whose parents are carrying on with food production while Paul and his buddies write dramatic military history. He had just pulled his tank, named My Darling Daughter, off the road into a plowed field, somewhere close to the Rhine. I've never met Corporal McCauley before, but if I had, I surely would not have recognized him. Like his tank mates and the others, he had lived in the armored machine all through the recent drive. He had quite a beard, was decidedly dusty, and no doubt tired. But he smiled when I introduced myself, and then when he lifted his helmet and goggles, his eyes smiled too. We had quite a visit about Iowa, about the farm, and about tanks. Incidentally, young McCauley had recently received a letter from his mother telling I was over here, and maybe we would meet. So our chat was almost like home. Paul told me he formerly was a gunner, that he had had one tank shot out from under him, had the Purple Heart and cluster, but was perfectly okay again. He added that he rather liked driving the big tank, even though it was harder than handling a tractor, and that it really rode smooth, despite the noise. Sergeant Ransom of Huntington, West Virginia, one of the Iowan's crewmen, said Paul was the best driver in the whole outfit. Later, young McCauley took me for a little spin, and while I don't know what all we went over, it was fun. In another platoon, parked in a nearby German farmer's clover patch, another Iowan was just getting ready to take a bath, but without the benefit of a roomy bathtub and hot water. Instead, he was using his helmet and said it worked pretty fair. He was Private First Class George Tuttle, whose wife and folks live in Council Bluffs. George is an old-timer in the tank unit, is a gunner, has also experienced the tank going out from under him, and wonders a little if all the people back home recognize there's still a full-fledged war going on here. No one knows that better than Tuttle and his fellow tankers. Incidentally, there was a swastika among other souvenirs on Tuttle's tank. To my surprise, I found still 2 more Iowans in this same crack unit. One was Private First Class Rogers of Des Moines, whose father and sister live in the capital city. He's a driver of a medium tank part-time, says they're nice wagons, and that he enjoys the eggs the tankmen liberate once in a while, and after 3 years of service, is willing to take a furlough any day. He's a WHO barn dance enthusiast, and will be in the front row in the auditorium when he gets back. The other Iowan in the battalion was Corporal Lauren Benedict, whose wife lives in Creston, and whose folks are at Lorimer. And another three-year veteran of service, was a farmer before the war, and now drives one of our fine medium tanks. Corporal Benedict has been in some hot spots, and his sergeant, C.M. Nelson, a WHO listener from Danville, Illinois, reports the Iowa man went back to get an abandoned tank and put it back in use one time. Benedict says the tanks are hot in summer and cold in the winter, but about right now. He's proud of the 4th Armored Division, just as all the other men are. He said that he'd been rather hoping I'd come. It seems the folks at home had written him saying that WHO was using means of men met over here in this theater. That sounded good to me. Others had joined our group by now, and tired as they were, they seemed to enjoy hearing about the state. Darkness finally woke up the visit, but not until I was convinced the men in our armored units, though they have a rugged assignment, are ready to face it still more. The sooner they break through the enemy, the sooner they hope to get home, and that's reason enough. This is Herb Kleinbeck in a broadcast from Germany, returning you to Des Moines.
Everything goes well. Right.